Good morning. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined once again by Bill Hoppe for Behind the Bench, our regular segment looking at the Buffalo Sabres. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, we've reached the All-Star break, and since we last spoke, the Sabres have lost three more games, including an ugly 7-0 loss at home to Minnesota. They're now on an 11-game losing streak. What are some of your observations from these past three games?
Thursday's loss to Minnesota was a bad, bad loss. The worst loss of the season, probably, not to overspeak, but probably one of the worst losses in franchise history, at least at home. It was their worst home loss since 1977. And in an age of parity, in an age of low scoring, when you lose 7-0, something's very, very wrong. And they did rebound Saturday against the Flyers. It was a game that after 40 minutes, they were tied. They could have won. They had a good start. They scored a few goals. And then Sunday in Detroit, they had an early lead, and it was shaping up to be the perfect way to end the break, but they blew it again, and they're bad, and they might be at the lowest point in their 44-year history right now.
I think that begs the question: is there a chance we could see a coaching change mid-season?
There's a chance when you're this bad and the losing streak won't end. There's always a chance, and I think it's important people remember that Ted Nolan isn't general manager Tim Murray's guy. Sure, he gave him the contract extension last March, a three-year deal. But Ted Nolan was Pat LaFontaine's hire, Pat LaFontaine's friend, his guy going forward. But Tim Murray's not tied to him. As much as I think some people in the organization want the Sabres to lose this year, I think if the losing streak hits 20 games or 15 or whatever, or the Sabres don't showcase some signs of improvement, you could see something. If not now, then maybe after the year.
Now, the Sabres are currently in last place overall in the NHL. Some would say that's exactly where they want to be. We've heard a lot of hype around these two big prospects coming into the league next year. Tell us a little bit about Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel.
Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel are two potential franchise-changing talents, and it's rare that you would have one of those guys every 5 years, let alone the same year. And by all accounts, they're legit. By all accounts, they'll be NHL superstars, and that's what makes them so attractive to the Sabres and their fan base, and why a loud portion of that fan base wants the Sabres to lose so they can have one of these guys. But as good as those guys are, and as confident as I am as they could step into the NHL right away and be stars, be a first-line talent, maybe score 30 goals or have 70 points, I don't think you plug one of those guys into the Sabres lineup next year, and as it stands right now, they're probably still one of the worst teams. 30 goals or whatever from an 18-year-old isn't going to rescue this franchise right away. It's going to take a lot more than that.
Now, we've reached the midway point of the season. We're about to enter trade deadline time. General manager Tim Murray was very active at last year's deadline. Do you expect the same this year?
I think they'll be active in some way. Obviously, they don't have the high-profile names that they had last year with Steve Ott and Ryan Miller. They do have some interesting names. Chris Stewart, when he's on his game, he can be, or at least showcase glimpses of being one of the league's better power forwards. Drew Stafford at times in his career has been very good, including last year, and then 4 years ago he had 30 goals. So there might be some action there. They have two interesting goalies who will be unrestricted free agents, Jonas Enroth and Michael Neuwirth. I expect there'll be some action, but I don't think it'll have quite the magnitude as last year when there were really some big trades.
Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.